Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship and praise. Are you feeling weak today? Are you struggling with temptation and wish you had the strength to do what is right? God's strength is made perfect in our weaknesses. You will be encouraged by our time together today.
Be strong and take courage. Do not fear.
Father in heaven, Lord, thank you for this time that we can invest fellowshipping together around you and your word. God, you are so faithful Great is your faithfulness. As our Heavenly Father, your love for us is insurmountable. Thank you, Father, for giving us strength. There are times like today when many of us feel so weak. Father, we know you've promised that your strength is made perfect in our weaknesses because you are forever faithful. There is nothing that you cannot do. And your Son was tempted in all points like as we are, and yet without sin. Father, through the strength of your Holy Spirit, give us that strong arm that your word talks about to lift us up, to set us on the right path, to give us the wisdom to make right choices and the strength to do what is right. Thank you for this time together, Father. Please give us wisdom. Encourage those that need encouragement today. Thank you again, Father, for your faithful, infinite love.
Every tear, there's a God who's been faithful to me. When my strength was all gone, when my heart had no song, still in love he's proved to me. Every word he's promised is true. What I thought was impossible, I've seen my God do. I could not pray. Still, my God, he was faithful to me. The days I spent so selfishly reaching out for what pleased me. Every time.
In the dark
my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. So I will not be afraid. No, I will not be afraid. Because the Lord is my light. The Lord is my light. The Lord is my light. So I will not be afraid. No, I will not be afraid. Because the Lord is my light. The Lord is my light. The Lord is my light. Because the Lord is my light. The Lord is my light. The Lord is my light.
Thank you for listening today as we realize what it is to be strong in the Lord during our call to worship. Please invite your friends to join us for this special time of worship and praise heard on this station weekly at this same time. When you visit the Call to Worship website, you can listen to this program again at your convenience. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us. The Call to Worship ministry also includes a Facebook page. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501.
The road ahead.
ahead may be uncertain, though the path I travel be unknown, my God has given an assurance. I can have peace, I can have joy, I can be strong. Within his hand, he is my joy, my hope of life eternal. He is the rock, the solid rock on which I stand. Even when we cannot see tomorrow, his word is a lamp unto our feet. And when the laughter turns to sorrow, in his embrace we find his grace when we are weak. He is our strength.
He is our
secure within his hand.
He is our joy, our hope of life eternal.
He is the rock, the solid rock on which we stand. And when the storms of life surround me, and when the winds of
and I realize that I don't have to try. thousand its tears, and it seems I'm always anything but strong. When I learn to know my weakness, I understand your strength. And even when the hard times last so long, I won't try. I'll just ask for your help each day. And every day I look to you to be the strength of my.
This is your call to worship.
My child, I knew you before the world began. And I was there every time you wrote your name in the sand. And lately I know you've been through quite a storm. Child, I've been there since the day you were born. Oh, and I rule the wind. Oh, yes, and I calm the sea. And the sun don't go down until I say it can be. And as sure as my word, I'll stand here right by your side. If you're just too weak to go on, remember, child, that I'm your strong arm. I'm your strong arm. Now people will wonder, and they'll stand amazed. Say you are a miracle, and I will be praised. And even though your pain has been so hard to bear, just know that I am with you, and there's no need to despair. Remember that I rule the wind. Oh, yes, and I call just too weak to go on. Remember, child, that I'm your strong arm. I'm your strong arm.
Promise is forever, ever.
God made us, and He absolutely knows our weaknesses. He has many precious promises in His Word about how He is our strength. In Him, we can be strong, and we will be strong. Please hear the word of the Lord today. Let's begin in Exodus 13. On the seventh day, you must explain to your children, I'm celebrating what the Lord did for me when I left Egypt. This annual festival will be a sign to you, like a mark branded on your hand or your forehead. Let it remind you always to recite this teaching of the Lord. With a strong hand, the Lord rescued you from Egypt. So observe the decree of this festival at the appointed time each year. Joshua 1:8, be strong and of good courage. The story of David and Goliath. Talk about gaining strength from God to do what is right. 1 Samuel 17, and the Philistine said to David, Come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air, unto the beasts of the field. Then David said to the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee, and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air, and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and He will give you into our hands. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hastened and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag, and thence took a stone, and slung it, and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine, and slew him, but there was no sword in the hand of David. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. Isaiah 40. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might He increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Psalm 73. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Romans 8:31. If God is for us, who can be against us? Psalm 118. The Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do to me? Psalm 44. Through you we will push down our enemies. Through your name we will trample those who rise up against us. 1 Corinthians 16. Be alert, stand firm in the faith, be brave, be strong. The Apostle Paul had prayed, asking the Lord to deliver him from a thorn in the flesh. 2 Corinthians 12. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Romans 8:37. We are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Ephesians chapter 6. Paul says, Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness. And as for shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. Folks, let this thought find fertile soil in your heart and mind. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
Jesus, how I
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we've been reminded how we are strong in the Lord. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Thank you for your letters, your generosity, and your faithful support to this ministry. Please take just a moment and write to us today. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. You're invited to visit our website anytime, 24/7, at www.calltoworship.us. You'll find more information about us, and you can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.
Praise be to the Lord my rock, who trains my hands for war, my fingers for battle. He is my loving God and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer. Send forth lightning and scatter the enemies. Reach down your strong and mighty hands from on high. For the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not overcome it.
I love God's strong and mighty hands, which hold the world in place, which chooses paths for distant stars and sun and moon through space. Through awesome deeds He shows to all the greatness of His power. Yet gentle is His hand to form the frail and fragile flower, the frail and fragile flower. I love God's strong and mighty hands, which far above my sight are shielding me from dark designs and strongholds of the night. And when the vile accuser threatens wrath and deadly peril, oh, the breastplate of God's righteousness withstands the flaming arrow, withstands the flaming arrow.
Long forsaken, to regions long forsaken.